In January 2021, the United States and the world were shocked when rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol building. Arguably, the face of this event was a man dressed in a fur hat, shirtless, and covered in tattoos and face paint, Jake Angeli. He had his 15 minutes of fame before being sent to jail for obstructing an official proceeding. But do you know anything about this man? No? Well, get ready to learn about him, as he is one fascinating creature.
Killing, missing, hidden. The podcast about bad things.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into another episode of Killing, Missing, Hidden, your podcast about bad things. I'm your bad boy host, Brad. Former criminal defense trial attorney. I hope you've had a much better week slash month than I've had. We came precariously close to not recording a new episode because I'm just so beat. But I found the strength. I hulked out. Like Hulk Hogan, not the Incredible Hulk. You know, when he would start getting beat down and the crowd would start cheering and he'd start shaking because he would be overcome with the fanaticism of the Hulkamaniacs. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Just for you. No, not you, the in the vest near the back. Yeah. All right. We're taking a break from, you know, murders this week. We're gonna delve a bit into the QAnon and Donald Trump worshipers by learning about the QAnon shaman. Now look, from the get-go, understand I'm not trying to make any political statement. You are free to agree or disagree with the politics involved in this episode. If you want to be a red-blooded Republican or a true blue Democrat, more power to you. I mean, my attitude is, unless your political activities are messing with my life, I don't care. So please don't read into this episode as me supporting one side or another in all of this. Now, I'm focused purely on the shaman because he's a fascinating character, and he became the face of this movement for a spell, you know? I knew nothing about him, and then I just stumbled into this one wild article about his life and did some digging, and he's fascinating in a very strange way. So, you know, I recognize this is an odd episode. It's a bit of an unusual subject, but, you know, since he went to jail, that's enough to qualify, you know, for a true crime podcast, right? Right. I mean, I make the rules here anyway, so y'all just lay back and enjoy this one as best you can. All right, here we go. Now, I'm confident in saying that I think all the world still remembers when rioters invaded the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, 2021. And it was because they got their feelings hurt and didn't know how to process their emotions like adult. Do you remember the guy that I described a minute ago? You know, shirtless, wearing that hat that looks like a bison's head. And he had like one of those QAnon flags tied around him like a cape. He was in a ton of pictures. If you don't recall what he looks like, just look up his name. Well, all right. Well, his birth name is Jacob Chansley, but that's not the name that is the name he went to jail under. Excuse me. But, you know, like I said, he's more well known by the name of Jake Angeli. He just led a very fascinating life, and I thought he would be a really fun topic to kind of break away from a lot of the murder. A lot of our episodes recently have been kind of tough, even if they have a brony aspect to them. So we're going to do this one. Jacob was born sometime in 1988 in somewhere near Phoenix, Arizona. The mists of time have hidden the specifics of his upbringing. No, not really. I just didn't care to research that hard for it. Yeah, this is what Wikipedia had, so I'm going with it. He graduated high school and enlisted in the U.S. Navy. He served as a supply clerk on the USS Kitty Hawk. His naval career only lasted about 2 years and 15 days. And I said about, but that's pretty specific. And the reason it ended after those extra 15 days is he refused to take an anthrax vaccine. Because I'm sure to him the cure is worse than the disease, or he assumed that he's being injected with like some form of cell phone signals or something crazy like that. He returned home and attended Glendale Community College, which sounds a lot like Greendale Community College from the wonderful show Community. So our buddy Jacob here is the Glendale version of Britta, I guess, maybe. Only way, way more messed up, which is kind of saying something. Anyway, while at Glendale, Jacob studied philosophy, religion, psychology, and ceramics before he decided to leave school. He tried to become an actor, particularly a voice actor, according to a profile he once had on the Backstage website, and he boasted that he could do over 30 different voices, and he was a bit of a singer. In 2017, he self-published a book under the pen name or pseudonym Lone Wolf, and Lone is spelled L-O-A-N. He also got into publishing conspiracy videos, uploading around a dozen to the website Rumble in late 2020. You can get a copy of the Lone Wolf book. It's actually entitled Will and Power. It's free on Kindle. I would have gotten it for this episode, but I thought it cost too much. My favorite review of this book, though, reads as follows. And here, this is a quote, okay? Loved the book, taught me how to control with my mind these flames and waters around me. Still trying to control the winds. I do not wish to control the sands. Only God controls the stands. From the Bible. End quote. Yeah. That's the client, or that's the readership he was marketing towards. So it seems like a fun read, but it's like 300 something pages, and I just don't know if I want that in my Kindle history, you know? Now, Jacob was a Donald Trump supporter before turning into like a true Trump and QAnon disciple. And he essentially kind of became a full-time activist once he really bought into these philosophies. He was almost a mainstay at the Arizona Capitol building. He would be espousing one conspiracy theory or another each week. He really enjoyed following the Black Lives Matter movements and would often show up to their little rallies and protests as a counter-protester. Following the 2020 U.S. presidential election, he protested tirelessly outside of the Maricopa County Courthouse as votes were being tallied, apparently attempting to influence the results of the vote. Or I think from his perspective, it was more he believed that the voting was being tampered with and he was trying to call attention to what was going on. From time to time, there would be almost these like flash mob style rallies that would happen outside the courthouse. And he always spoke at these rallies. He would say things along the line that the vote would have to be decided by the Supreme Court of the United States because, quote, Biden got caught with his hands in the cookie jar. And also he would say things like, quote, Trump always looks like he's going to lose before he wins. As noted previously, Jacob was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and was one of the rioters to enter the building illegally. He carried with him a 6-foot spear as he explored the building, being photographed standing before Vice President Mike Pence's seat in the Senate chambers. He even allegedly left a note on Pence's desk there about how freedom was coming and all this nonsense. Security footage showed pretty clearly Jacob entering the Capitol building through a window that had been smashed. He was one of the first to enter through this particular wing of the Capitol building. He was quoted by reporters when he left the building that, quote, the fact we had a bunch of our traitors in office hunker down, put on their gas masks, and retreat into the underground bunker, I consider that a win. Jacob was arrested many moons later on January 9th, so he was free for about another 72 hours. His attorney was this fellow from St. Louis. I don't know where he found this guy. I don't know why he picked this guy. And it may be the attorney just felt like he had very little to work with, but he did not do the most bang up job, in my opinion. He did argue that Jacob suffers from schizotypal personality disorder, which is, I looked it up and I didn't understand it. Just to be blunt, that when he was involved in the riot, he committed no acts of violence, and that he should be released from jail without bond because he was entering the Capitol building at the invitation of President Trump, excuse me. The judge denied the request for Jacob to be released on his own recognizance before trial, calling the arguments in support of the motion so frivolous as to insult the court's intelligence. That's a quote from the order. Jacob ultimately pleaded guilty on September 3rd of 2021 and was sentenced to 41 months in prison on November 17th. After entering the big house, the QAnon family turned their back on Jacob, claiming that he was part of the Black Lives Matter movement and was only pretending to be a Trump supporter to make all other Trump supporters look bad. Photoshop and doctored photos were circulated around the internet of Jacob supporting the Black Lives Matter movement and claiming he was acting in cahoots with Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law. Jacob was actually released from prison into a halfway house in March of this year. So he's done being locked up in a jail cell. They've moved him to in the federal correction system. A lot of times when you've served the bulk of your sentence, they'll move you out of a jail cell and into, you know, this very strictly regulated house that contains other inmates who are getting ready to reintegrate society. The idea behind it is it's a chance for them to look for work and start, you know, laying roots in the community. So it's well-intentioned. And for people who aren't a danger, I mean, Jacob here's interesting, but he doesn't seem like the sort that's dangerous. It's a really good program, in my opinion. Jacob continues to claim he is a QAnon supporter and a, quote, digital soldier who has marched against the Black Lives Matter movement and fought police in his support and defense of Trump. Okay. That's Jacob's background. I wanted to give a proper context here before we get into his very unusual view of the world. And again, let me repeat my disclaimer. I don't care that Jacob has unusual views on life, you know, spiritually, psychologically, politically, or whatever. I don't care what his political leanings are. You're allowed to swing as far left or right as you want to. I am kind of picking on Jacob a little bit because, in my opinion, was exceptionally disrespectful to participate in those riots, to storm the U.S. Capitol, to brag about having to send elected officials into hiding. And, you know, to me, he's demonstrated he doesn't respect the government he lives under, and he fully embraces his role as the QAnon shaman, or at least he did until he was excommunicated. I guess part of my personal belief is you can dislike the person holding the office, but you should still respect the office. You know, even if you don't agree with some, you know, sports teams are always invited to the White House. Now they love making these political statements of not showing up because of who's the president. To me, I find that disrespectful because you're not showing up to meet with a particular person. You're showing up to meet with the president of the United States. And I think, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I just think there should be a basic level of respect for the office that should continue no matter who's holding it. So for someone to, you know, just flaunt the rules, flaunt the law, and go tearing up the U.S. Capitol building to get inside and just wander around, I'm not a fan of that. That's for my, if you want to paint me one way or the other, use that brush. Anyway, all right, back to Jacob. Now, he considers himself to be, another quote here, a self-initiated shaman who created a school known as the Starseed Academy, which is described as an enlightenment and a session mystery school. I like the term mystery there. He's really, really into using psychedelic drugs in his rituals and advocates their use for improving mental health. In August of 2020, he held what was called a red pill party at a New Age store in Arizona, where he advertised himself as follows. This is all a quote from his flyers. Self-initiated shaman, energetic healer, ordained minister, public speaker, and published author. He is native to the Valley of the Sun and has worked in the behavioral health field for over 6 years and has walked the shamanic path for over a decade. During his shamanic path, he underwent over 90 hours worth of tattooing, wrote several books, influenced hundreds of lives, and spent endless hours in deep trance states and meditation. He is a metaphysical warrior, a compassionate healer, and a servant of the divine creator God. End quote. Jacobs also claimed that he's had numerous paranormal experiences, numerous experiences with UFOs, and has successfully battled dark demonic forces. Jacob's got a little bit of a businessman streak in him because he used to sell a special patch that he crafted that he claims miraculously cured his father's cancer and liver disease. And for the average person, even if you're in good health, it, you know, generally helps fight the effects of aging, pain, headaches, that sort of stuff. He's been described as a very passionate environmentalist to the point that law enforcement considers him to be an eco-terrorist. Jacob's also a big fan of the artist Jamiroquai, which absolutely cracked me up. But I mean, Virtual Insanity is a classic music video, so why not? Okay, so when you look at Jacob and you review... almost all of his social media stuff has been wiped from the internet at this point. So I'm relying on kind of secondhand accounts here. But when you look at what people have screenshotted and saved and reposted, you kind of get the impression that Jacob's a little bit naive and maybe gullible. Like, he loved sharing those weird Facebook posts that, you know, show an image that could be like an angel in the clouds. And then with the caption, you know, promising you $5 million in 30 days if you forward this on to 10 friends. You know, those sorts of things anyway, confusing to me. He was really keen on finding hidden patterns and messages in the world, either from images or just regular advertisements, newspaper articles, things like that. There's allegedly a video he posted on Facebook. Again, it's been taken down. But he drives around wherever he was living in Arizona at the time, and he's pointing out codes hidden in various business signs. So, for example, a store advertising the sale of chicken livers was actually advertising the sale of children available for prostitution, according to Jacob. He opposed COVID vaccinations because he believed the testing centers were actually hidden temples to Anubis, the Egyptian god of the underworld. If you watch the Disney Plus show Moon Knight, yeah, Anubis was all in that, so... That's the guy he says COVID testing centers were trying to worship. During an interview with the podcast Cosmic Gaia, Jacob said he had a really tough childhood and was force-fed drugs by his father when he was 11. Now, when this occurred, he had this bizarre experience where he felt like he was an alien living on an alien world, and it changed his perspective about life. And this is what got him interested in learning more about deeper issues in the world. Reportedly, he once posted a video where he claimed he was actually a super soldier with psychic powers who was serving in a secret government operation or organization or unit. But this video didn't last very long. He took it down pretty quickly. If you're going to be in a super secret military outfit, you probably can't post videos on Facebook or YouTube about it. And I say that as someone who's never served. I'm just assuming. So I want to circle back just for a minute to that Starseed Academy, at least the Starseed portion of it, just to clarify what that is. So Starseeds, or a star person, comes from a New Age belief that certain people are actually evolved extraterrestrials who were either kind of implanted in their mother's womb or walked into somebody's life during a near-death experience. So it's my understanding that a star person's DNA has been modified with alien genes with the goal of teaching humanity to grow spiritually and overcome a lot of the problems that we face. Happily, I can announce that I found a Starbirth questionnaire that is included as a PDF in the show notes. So now you can determine how likely it is that you're one of these beings. You may find it a little discouraging, however, that you need, and you would need to make this finding pretty soon, because according to this PDF, World War III is coming, and it's coming quick. In fact, it's predicting World War III to start in 1985. And then shortly after that, we're going to have to deal with the biblical Armageddon, which is set to begin around 1990. So please, you know, jump on this to figure out whether or not you're an alien that can lead us to salvation. Presumably, I'm going to make the leap in logic here that Jacob must believe he's a starseed baby based on the naming of his little New Age Academy there. You know, Jacob really enjoyed his celebrity status before the Capitol riot. He would speak to any reporter he could, always pushing his agenda. And that agenda was he wanted to take the country back from pedophiles and globalists. He has publicly claimed to be a hyperdimensional being, that he can see into other dimensions. And because of that, he's able to identify people who are secretly pedophiles hiding in the shadows, particularly those that are involved in the American bureaucracy or serve as elected officials. Jacob apparently truly believes in his heart that President Trump was in the process of dismantling a global conspiracy of elite satanic leaders and celebrities who are engaged in crimes against children when the 2020 election was rigged to keep Trump from finishing his work. That's our episode on the face of QAnon / the Capitol riots, Jake Angeli, a.k.a. Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman, which is actually kind of a pretty sweet nickname. Maybe I can be the podcasting witch doctor. I don't know. I'm just seeing that people listen, regardless of what I call myself, is enough for me, really. So what do we think of Jacob? Well, he's an oddball. I suspect he probably does have some mental health issues because he's so extreme in his beliefs. And it's interesting to me that he's extremely conservative generally in his political beliefs. Or maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just he truly believed in what Donald Trump could do as president. But at the same time, he had very extremist beliefs that most would consider, you know, far left, like such as being labeled an eco-terrorist and to be involved in such New Age teachings, things like that. You know, he has publicly fought against Monsanto for all the damage they've done to the environment, all the chemicals they've dumped into the world. But at the same time, you know, that's a company that's known for funding Republican campaigns for office. And so I don't know how these puzzle pieces fit together in his mind. You know, he's rallying against companies that are actually supporting his stated agenda. And I just find that interesting. You know, he's very supportive of very strong conservatives, while at the same time claiming to be from another world capable of teaching us enlightenment. And, you know, it seems like the New Age crowd, to the extent that they want to save the world, focus on like collective consciousness, lifting the world's vibration, things like that. Jacob describes himself as a spiritual warrior in his own mind, and I suppose he sees conflict as the way to make change. But I'm curious how he justifies, again, these two seemingly opposing beliefs. You know, we want world peace, and I'm going to bring it with a spear. And look, I'll admit, I just find this dude fascinating. I think it'd be a trip to share a beer with him. I just don't think I'd want him to know where I live or that I have a family. I would hate to wake up one morning and find my wife missing and a spear lodged into our bed's headboard, you know? The one last thing I do want to say about Jacob here is we seem to hear pretty regularly about this conspiracy theory of an underground, you know, child prostitution ring that exists for the wealthy and powerful in the world. And we've got some objective evidence in support of it, you know, with the Epstein stuff that went down and all the way that was handled and the documents that came out from that and whatnot. And, you know, if you remember our Johnny Gosch case, wherein, you know, he was abducted and there was a lot of evidence suggesting that he was forced into a child prostitution ring. You know, the fact that those rumors exist, true or not, seem to fuel Jacob in part here. And I don't begrudge anyone who wants to put an end to pedophilia. And I don't, you know, there's so much smoke there when you look into it that if you were to tell me there really was a fire, I couldn't say I'd be shocked. I mean, I'd be repulsed and exceptionally disappointed, naturally, but there's so many rumors about that. And so there's enough out there for Jacob to feed on to continue with these beliefs. So whether he's crazy or not, whether he's mentally ill or not, he at least is grasping onto something that the rest of us can look at and say, huh. But that's, I mean, I don't know that the QAnon shaman is the one that's going to lead us to purity and peace on earth and whatnot. You know, good intentions there, bud, but just fell a little short when you decide that the way to get there is carrying around a 6-foot-long spear through the U.S. Capitol building illegally. So that's all I've got about this dude. I say we just move on to the palate cleanser. And so here we go. How did the hipster burn his mouth? How would a hipster burn his mouth? Easy. He ate his pizza before it got too cool. Right? I mean, how else would he? Thank God, and God bless the hipsters for just making the rest of us feel normal, right? It makes life easier. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Before I leave you, remember I dismiss you, not the bell, okay? Before you leave, I'm giving you some homework. You got to share us with a friend. You got to go leave us a 5-star review. and you got to follow us on some of the social medias, okay? We especially need those 5-star reviews on Apple. We are like within 8, I think, of reaching 300. If you want extra credit for the class, and some of y'all desperately need it, join KMH Plus. You'll get some extra shows each month. You'll be able to help us grow. I've done the math, and like, weirdly, we're like 3 subscribers away from the podcast having enough kind of steady income for me to be able to start spending some money and making some moves that hopefully will result in us growing as a podcast. I'm terrible with business, but at least from what I understand, it looks like we've got a shot to kind of, you know, get higher up there in people's minds. So, you know, just 3 more subscribers would be amazing right now. And of course, there's a virgin sacrifice that goes along with it. But I you know, the subscribers are harder to find than the virgins these days. So anyway, thanks to everyone. If y'all are ever partnering in my part of the world and you need a couch to sleep on for a night, give me a call. Just 1 night though. I don't like people staying in my place, my house. I won't walk around without pants. I should be allowed to. You know, until then, be cool, be awesome, do good, Brad out.
You survived another episode of Killing, Missing, Hidden, the podcast about bad things. Join us next time for another true and thrilling story.